Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And the winner for Best Podcast turned into a major motion picture is the Oscar goes to Whiskey Business. Oh!
You're gonna say La La Land.
It's our Oscar podcast with Hope Madden and George Wolf tonight on Whiskey Business. Everybody, I'm Dino Tripodis, and welcome to Whiskey Business, the podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey, he said in a dramatic fashion.
He did it.
Yes,
well.
Because it's time for our annual Oscar podcast. How many now? I've lost track.
We have two.
Yeah.
All I can say is that it seemed like it's come quickly. It seems like just like months ago we were talking about it. You know, everything, always, never, and again. That's how it works, though.
Yeah.
You know exactly what the Oscar-winning picture is, and then like a month later,
what was it?
What won the Academy Award?
Which one? Exactly.
What was it? And on this particular edition, I will admit right out of the gate, this one I will be more educated than opinionated because I have not had time to see a lot of what is nominated and to see some of the more exceptional performances. But I always am educated when you guys are on the Oscar podcast. Yes. John Whitney, who is over on this side, not on camera, is on camera because he took it upon himself to...
I tried.
You crammed.
I say I've seen 8.5 of the 10.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I also want to say before we start, I just wanted to say we found out, at least as far as the recording of this podcast, that this man... Richard Lewis passed away. I had the pleasure of working with Richard Lewis, interviewing Richard Lewis at the radio station, working with him a couple of times. He gave me this book. He signed it, and it's and said some nice things. I was actually working doing comedy at the time, and then when we did radio, he would said you're doing radio, and he said to Dino, all the best, bro. You are one talented, great guy, Richard Lewis. I mean, what's he gonna write? To Dino.
Right, to Dino.
You really suck.
and
you need to work on that act. No, he's going to write something nice. But
I was sorry to hear that.
I've loved him through the years.
I mean, very funny.
He was funny.
To Richard Lewis.
He was funny
as
a comic and television and films, too.
To Richard
I mean,
Lewis.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Yep.
He was in Leaving Las Vegas.
Yep.
A little departure there.
Actually, I haven't touched that.
Oh, Robin Hood, Men in Tights. I mean, there's, you know.
And I didn't realize he had been battling Parkinson's disease.
I did not know that.
Ultimately,
he passed of a heart attack. But yeah, he's been fighting Parkinson's disease, and I think he just managed to crank out this last season to Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
So to Richard Lewis,
God bless.
God bless.
Go Buckeyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Ohio State alum.
Ohio State alum, big time.
Yeah.
Which brings us back
full
circle. Thank you, Chip, for our guest bottle this evening. The benchmark.
You're welcome.
Bonded. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bonded benchmark. Anything you get from benchmark, you'll as I said this before, you'll see it on the bottom shelf.
Yeah.
But do not be deceived by that. This is what we call a bottom shelf beauty. And this is definitely higher end benchmark.
I think the secret's getting out.
It is. It's definitely getting out.
This is Buffalo Trace product.
While we're talking bottles, I have to say we bring salutations from Pat and Martin at Bua. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, who? That's our neighborhood bar,
We
talked to them about the experience, and they had good things to say.
That was a
2 hour plus podcast.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It went on a little bit.
And they brought over their products, and we had fun, and Martin just is. I mean, Pat too. I mean, they both went out after.
Yeah, that's
the podcast.
And you tried to go out with them.
No, because I did that last time, and I talked about that on the podcast. I went out with Martin, And we ended up at O'Reilly's till 2:30 in the morning.
Oh,
and
my.
Then he's going to get an Uber from my house. So we drove back to my house. Now it's 3:00 in the morning. And then he decides that one more lad. And, we have one more. And that's when the show started at 5 in the morning at Sunday 95.
No.
So
yes.
I literally laid down for maybe 40 minutes before I had to get back up.
And he's a professional.
He is a professional.
Yeah. Not that night. I don't think either one of us were, but yeah, he is. It was a great podcast, so thank you for the salutations. That is currently running as we speak. Go Bua or Go Home, I believe is the name.
Yes, that's what
this
it's called.
One. And I already got the name for this particular podcast. It just kind of wrote itself, really.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of cheesy, but I'm going to use it. Yeah. Oscarheimer.
I do it.
Oscarheimer. Well done. Yeah, because that's obviously going to be in the mix as we start talking about the Oscars. First of all, let me ask you this.
Well,
all three of you.
We should probably do our business first.
Oh, you always forget about the
I know
business.
You do. You get all excited.
Really
you always forget.
The business.
No, I know
care
you don't.
About this part of it. Do the business.
Whiskey Business is the podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey.
There you go. Where can you find us, boys?
Find us on your favorite podcasting app. Rate and subscribe and review.
See, this is why I don't like to do the business.
We give them the shot.
It's been 230-some episodes.
I'll get it one day.
And still.
Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Whiskey Business with Dino Tripodis. Smash that subscribe
Smash
button.
It.
Smash
it.
Hit that little bell.
Ding, 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 ding.
You'll
ding.
Get notifications every time. We got that part down.
I got that down, man.
Because that's the part you like. Because you get to be all animated.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. EvergreenPodcastNetwork.com.
Thank you, Evergreen.
I don't have a sound effect for that one.
Yeah.
That's probably for the best. Word of mouth, we always say spread the disease.
That's always spread.
Yeah.
Spread. And since we're mentioning podcasts, you should listen to the Screening Room podcast.
Yes. Screening Room podcast and Fright Club podcast.
Fright Club podcast and?
Oh, Edith Keeler's Bar and, Edge of Forever Bar and Grill.
There you go. The Star Trek podcast.
Yay.
Which I apologize. I was a guest on their podcast. It was a great podcast. We had fun. But they are tighter and briefer in their podcast.
It's like 35 minutes.
Yeah, okay. They found that to be the sweet spot, and we went closer to 50.
Yeah.
Consequently, it's the least watched.
But it's one of the more enjoyable ones,
of the bunch. You know, people won't commit for another 20 freaking minutes.
Ah, well, you know.
Anyway, I knew it would go long because there was three of us, but it's great. Check all of them out, and of course, if you're watching this one, you already are. Okay, now, let me ask you, overall, from 1 year to the next, do you do that? Do you compare a crop of films and say year was better than last year, or last year was better than this year?
Yeah.
So and let's start with that initial question. This year, better or worse than last year?
Well, I have to say the one thing that strikes me about this year is it's so top heavy. Almost all the categories are they're all so good. All the nominees are so good. We're just like any of them could win, and all of them are worthy. So by that measure, I think this year is better because I don't think last year was quite that way, at least for us. But all the categories are just stacked.
Yeah, no, I think that it was a stronger crop of films also this year. And the big blockbusters, you know, and also the, you know, like independent films. Mm-hmm. I feel like there were some great movies last year, but I feel like there was more a bigger volume of great movies this year, you know. Mm-hmm. And also, if you haven't seen it, Godzilla Minus One, everyone,
oh, that
watch
was
it.
Awesome. That was
watch
awesome.
It immediately.
Yeah. So great.
Can I tell you a funny story about Godzilla Minus
One?
Yes.
We made a film called Minus One about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now, and John told me that you got some money coming to you next quarter from Minus One. I go, really? Because it's streaming. It's back out there streaming again. But apparently when people were... thought they were ordering Godzilla Minus One.
They were pissed.
They ordered our film. It's a good movie. There's just
where's the lizard?
There's just a giant fire spewing monster in it that I'm aware of.
Maybe in the sequel.
That's right.
So
that's so funny. Well, cheers to that.
We got like $600 coming to
nice.
Us.
Nice.
Thank you. All right.
Congratulations. Thank you, Godzilla. Oh my gosh. So let's get to it, shall we?
Yes.
Starts with the written word. So adapted screenplay. You got Cord Jefferson for American Fiction, which I think he actually wrote the book as well and adapted it.
I believe so.
Adapted his own work to a screenplay.
I believe that is true.
Barbie, Greta Gerwig and Noah Baumbach, awesome. Christopher Nolan did everything, and he wrote Oppenheimer. Poor Things, Tony McNamara, and Zone of Interest, Jonathan Glazer. Adapted screenplay. Now, some of these films I did see, I will tell you my vote right out of the gates, because I think it's one of the few that they might win, even though they should have been nominated for more. I got to go with Barbie, Greta Gerwig, and Noah Baumbach.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think...
Do you think that's going to win or should win?
No, both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Both.
I think for us... It should be in the original screenplay. That, I mean, we're picking nits here, I guess. But it's,
yeah, based on adult. Come
yeah.
on, man, dude.
Yeah,
I know. But that's why I say they'll get
yeah.
win
yeah.
and should. And it's delightful.
Delightful.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Really
it's
fun movie.
It's an incredibly well-written movie. Yeah. It's an incredibly well-directed movie. It's yes, a phenomenally it well-directed movie. And I think that it would have. I think it would have a better shot of winning if it were in the original screenplay category, because the adapted screenplay category, I think, is much tougher competition this
all
year.
All of these are great. Again,
interesting.
Just stacked.
So, all right. So, who in the adapted screenplay division are you think is going to win?
You know, I gotta.
I think that
Barbie has a good shot, yeah. but mm-hmm. I think I would go with American Fiction.
Yes,
I think
that's
American
exactly
Fiction
what I thought too.
Yeah,
yeah, I think that too.
I think that's what I would vote for if I were mm-hmm. voting. If I'm saying who's going to win, I'm probably going to say Oppenheimer.
You think so?
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I don't think so.
I like yeah. it. There's yeah, three just, on the board here. That's
I,
good.
I wouldn't, but I think so.
I thought American Fiction, though, I thought all the characters were written just beautifully, you know?
It was,
and I thought
it
the
was
story
fantastic.
Was well constructed. It's just yeah. a great story.
And, you know, also, I got more respect for the Zone of Interest screenplay after I read a synopsis of the book. Because the movie is so different from the book. What he was able to take from the book and craft his own screenplay, I got more respect for it after I read that.
So let me ask you something. Zone of Interest is an hour and 44-minute film. Was the script maybe like 20 pages long? Because there's not a lot going on.
Much
there.
More.
I'm being
no.
a little bit,
yeah.
you know, but
yeah, no,
there was
but,
so much in the book. All these different yeah. narratives and that he totally, totally
well,
discarded.
Honestly, he didn't even get... for a second into the plot of the book.
Not at all.
There's no part of the plot that's in this. It's really yeah. the setup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, and
that's
I think
why it's fascinating.
It's a funny idea, I think, to your point, that it's getting nominated for best screenplay, because the screenplay would essentially be a lot about, well, the directing choices, you know, pull back
right.
so what we can
yeah.
see beyond the garden. I mean, it's a brilliant movie, but most of the sort of choices cinematically are not really necessarily on the page.
Yeah, it seems like more of a directorial mm-hmm. tour de force yeah. rather than a writing.
And and Jonathan was also the director of this film,
yeah.
correct?
Yes.
And
yeah.
he did the
yep.
screenplay as
yep.
well. And you both said American Fiction, and as I said, I Cord Jefferson, that's interesting. I always find it interesting when people who have written a piece of fiction also translate it and do the screenplay. I always wonder if that's easier or more difficult. I would think it would be more difficult because you'd want to incorporate so much of your
yeah.
book.
I know.
Don't want to throw
the
baby
page.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
It'd be hard to
page.
Distance yourself,
yes,
probably.
I think
yeah.
it would be incredibly hard to distance yourself.
Yeah, you would
yourself.
Need, it's almost like you'd need an editor for your film.
Yeah.
You need someone to help you edit
yeah.
that screenplay. It would be tough, yeah.
So,
but it's what a great screenplay.
He did that by himself. He just, nobody helped him or nobody, he didn't work with anybody in the adaptation of that
script. I don't think anyone credited
it. Yeah, he's the only one credited.
Yeah.
yeah.
All right, so there's three on the table. Barbie, American Fiction, and Oppenheimer for adapted screenplay. Let's move on, shall we? I'll be curious to see what happens, because you guys are usually on the same page a lot
yeah.
of the time, and I love it when you differ.
There's another big one we differ on that we'll get to later. But.
Yeah.
Original screenplay, Anatomy of a Fall. Help me hope with the Lesser Justine, her Trier?
Yeah.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Trier.
Trier?
Sorry.
And Arthur Harari. That's the original script. The Holdovers, David Heminson. Maestro, I hate him. I hate Bradley Cooper. He's so talented.
he
writes, he directs, he produces,
and
he acts.
Handsome.
He's everything. Everything. Anyway, Bradley Cooper and Josh Singer. May December, Sammy Birch, and Past Lives, Celine. I always want to say Dion. Every time I see Celine, I want to say Dion. And she has a last name that sounds like Dion. It's song, Celine song. All right, original screenplay. Go ahead. I went first last time. George, you go first this time.
That's, boy. You know, I'm going to go out on a bit of a limb and say Anatomy of a Fall. Mm. It's a brilliant screenplay, and it's sort of about words. It's a lot about words and the meaning of words. And I thought it was really, really sharp. And all these are. I'm gonna go with Anatomy of a Fall.
I think it's gonna be The Holdovers.
Oh wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think it's gonna be Maestro.
Oh.
I enjoyed that one.
Actually. I did too. I'm a big fan of that movie.
Yeah. It's interesting. I'll have an opinion about Maestro later. But I wanted to see The Holdovers. It was one of the ones I saw most recently, and I don't think that influences my answer. But yes, The Holdovers as well for me. Because how it felt and mm-hmm. it was kind of not a whole lot to work with. Honestly, and yet so much came out of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the premise is pretty simple,
yeah.
And yet once you dig in to these characters, and we'll talk more about that later with the performances, because George gave me a little tidbit that I was not even aware of, which we'll share a little bit later on.
I think that's a good choice too, because I think there's just a lot of love out there for Holdovers.
Yeah, I think so too.
People love the film, love the performances. I think there's a lot of love for it. So that's a good.
So wow, really, I'm with Hope. I think I should get points for that.
Is this going to be a record year for you two? Because you two usually agree, and
there's
you come
a third
so
one
close.
We disagree on as well.
I think the rest of them were.
I think you might be right. That might be the
this
most.
Might be the year
the
that you totally diverge from each other.
I like it.
Conflict.
Conflict. Little
I think. I think history has proven that I'm usually the one who's right.
Oh, okay.
you are a woman.
Is this where like that commercial? I can drop a red flag,
right. Yeah.
And we can go back and check right. The tape. I don't know. Maybe I don't want to do that.
It's secret of a
long, secret of a long marriage, right?
I just recall a year when George was all in on West Side Story.
I fess up to that.
Yeah. And I respected that choice. And
I stand by it.
Yeah, you stand by it.
I was all sorts of wrong. But.
That's okay.
Best director. Again, Justin Anatomy of a Fall. Killers of the Flower Moon.
Oh, yeah.
Martin Scorsese. Oppenheimer. Christopher Nolan. Poor Things. Yorgo Lanthimos. Greek boy. Mm-hmm. And Zone of Interest. Jonathan Glazer. Okay. All the heat seems to be... Oppenheimer seems to have all the momentum. But on Oscar night, that can change. We've seen a lot of cases where Best Director and Best Picture are not one and the same.
Can I go first this
time? You can go first this time.
Marty.
Martin Scorsese?
I think Marty's
going to take it.
Yep.
Okay, why?
Because I think out of all the, we'll talk about this later, but out of all the films, I think it was one of the more important films of the year, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a great movie.
And really, for him, I think it was a different type of movie than he has directed, a different type of directing than he has before, especially mm-hmm. in the last few minutes, let's say. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody that hasn't seen it. How right. that movie concludes... Like, wow, this is not Scorsese. This is Scorsese reacting to films of the last several years that he's seen and liked.
And you're not spoiling anything, but you saw it before I did, and you mentioned that to me, and that intrigued me. So I got to admit, I was kind of waiting for it to see what you were talking about, and I completely and totally agree on that particular sentiment. Hope?
Well, so I want to just be clear that it's not necessarily what I would choose. I'm just what I think is going to win. Although in this case, I suppose, I mean, I would choose Greta Gerwig, and she's not a choice.
She's not a choice.
So I do think that Christopher Nolan is going to win this year for Oppenheimer. I think it's going to be one of those years where one film takes most of the top prizes. And I'm going to be happy about that. I thought the film was brilliant. I thought it was an amazing directing feat. And also, you know, Christopher Nolan gets a lot of hate, which I can't fathom.
Solid as hell, man.
I'm a massive Nolan fan going all the way back. And I'll just be happy to see him finally win an Oscar.
The old adage, success breeds contempt. Yeah. He's been very successful. And there's a lot of films that people think he should have gotten his due on, and he didn't.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, so you're going to go with Christopher Nolan as well, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I loved Oppenheimer. I did. It was a tad shorter than Killers of the Flower Moon, but not that much.
Not that much.
Not that much. But I'm kind of I could be wrong. I'm probably going to be wrong. I think when we get Scorsese, I'm going with Martin again. A lot of people have told me that I'm tired of Scorsese. He's so self indulgent. He's just distance over the what you're tired of is not wanting to sit through a 3.5-hour movie.
Right.
That's what you're tired of. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do that.
But that movie may. had all the feels for me. You know what I mean? It made me feel horrible. It made me feel hopeful. I mean, all these feelings came through.
And I don't think it dragged at all.
I don't.
That's what it was. You look up, and then it's an hour, two hours, and 45 minutes, or whatever it was.
Did you make a pick?
I'm picking Oppenheimer as well. Okay. Yeah. Even though all, again.
Nolan as director?
Yes.
Okay.
And again, this is a category where all the nominees, but I totally agree, Greta Gerwig should be in there. That is just, it's insane that she's not.
Which, but I poses a question, since they have however many films that they say, up to 10, they can do up to, they don't always nominate 10, but they can do up to 10 if they wanted to, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, should they have as many directors nominated in the category?
No, I don't think so.
No.
No.
Then they shorten the list back up on the for picture.
No, I'm all right with it.
Yeah, I'm all right the way it is. But I thought that was almost a foregone conclusion that she would be nominated. I was shocked that she was not.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of times you'll say, oh, well, then who would you leave off? Literally everyone. I would put her first and then everybody else after.
After
I think that Barbie was a miraculous feat of direction.
Yeah.
The imagination that it took to come up with just the travel sequences from Barbie Land back to the regular land and back and forth. They are amazing. They're insanely good. But also the tone. The tone that she hits. People, I think it's hard to overestimate how tough it is to manage a comedic tone the whole way through with a cast that size to hit exactly the note she wanted, because it's not angry.
No.
But it's honest and fierce, you know?
It's like up close magic, you know? Almost after the movie, she's like, you see, everybody learned something.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful film. She did a great job. Yeah, she did fantastic.
Fantastic. Yeah, and I think if we were going to, I think we wrote a blog about this, we probably would make room for her by taking out Anatomy of a Fall.
I would take out the holdovers as well. I would put her in before the holdovers as well. I think she's clearly
just
because better.
Because those, I think those two were more leaning on script over direct. Not that they were bad jobs.
No, they were
great.
Not.
I totally agree. Yeah. I agree with Anatomy of Fall.
But it was script first. No. Yeah, definitely.
Out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I totally agree that Greta should have been in there as well.
She's young. She'll get another shot, I'm sure.
Oh, I think she's just shot, but just
she's
starting,
just start,
and that's why I voted for adapted screenplay, because those two, and they're married.
Yeah,
and they're married, Greta and Noah. I mean,
that's powerhouse right there.
That's kind of like Hope and George. Yeah, same thing. Hope and George,
kind of.
Yeah,
Greta and Noah. Yeah, I see it. I see the parallels. All right, so it'll be interesting to see. I think maybe it'll split, but you guys are probably right. All right, let's move on.
There's too many horses in these races, aren't there? Horses in these races.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. All thoroughbreds.
Yeah.
No. Let's go with the best supporting male actor in the mix. This one, I think this one's a lock, but at the same time.
We do too.
I am torn between the two Roberts. I thought Robert De Niro was freaking...
He was great.
One of the best things I've seen him do in 20 years.
Yep. It reminded you that he's Robert De Niro.
Right.
Yeah.
But then Robert Downey Jr.,
yep.
I didn't even recognize him in the first frame that he showed up in Oppenheimer. Like, who's it? Oh, like, oh, shit, that's Robert Downey Jr., for starters. Yeah. And then, throughout the film, he was great. So Robert De Niro, Killers of the Flower Moon, Robert Downey Jr., Oppenheimer, Ryan Gosling for Barbie, Mark Ruffalo, Poor Things, and Sterling K. Brown for American Fiction.
All great.
That's a tough category.
Mark Ruffalo is probably the weakest link myself.
What?
See, that's who I would give it to.
I think his accent sucks so bad, dude.
I thought he was I did too.
I thought,
isn't the first problem you're going to have with Poor Things from John Whitney. Let me just tell you that.
But, you know, also, I mean, I'm, you know, Ruffalo fan going way back. I think he's a great actor. I loved so much seeing him play so far out of what you expect from him and just nailing it. I thought he was hilarious. I mean, he was the funniest thing in that movie, and it's a funny movie.
Yeah, it is.
He would get my vote. I don't think he has a shot at winning, but that's who I would vote for.
Yeah, I don't either. But again, all of them. Sterling K. Brown.
Oh my God, so great.
tremendous.
So great.
I'm with you. I'm going with Robert Downey Jr., and especially after the SAG Awards the other night. I think it's a not the biggest lock of the night, but pretty close.
Yeah, I think he's going to win as well. Although I do want to point out, Ryan Gosling was great.
Yes,
great.
He was.
You know, he was so funny, and it's so uncommon for like an outright, undisputed comedic performance to get acknowledged like this. You know, Giamatti, it's a comedic role, but it's not really a comedy, the film itself, and he's got a lot more drama to him. But man, Gosling just came out firing as just the funniest role in that movie.
Mm-hmm. I don't think people appreciate how hard it is to be and perform what he did in Barbie and not come off as just, you know, silly.
Yeah.
Just an idiot.
I mean, he's amazing.
Proven time again, he's not only a great dramatic actor, he's a great comedic actor.
He is a great comedian.
See the nice guys.
See the nice guys.
I mean,
do it now.
His timing is spot on.
And his scream is hilarious.
It's hilarious. And he's going to, did you hear he's going to perform show?
I did.
That's going to be great.
They said,
$100 he's going to have two pairs of sunglasses.
They finally asked him. I mean, he's going to sing on the Academy Awards.
His song.
Yeah, he's going to sing.
Brian Gosling is. He's going to sing
I'm just Ken.
He is.
I didn't look at the category. Is I'm Just Ken nominated?
It is. There are like four Barbie songs.
Four Barbie songs are nominated.
First they asked Adele Nazim.
Oh, okay.
She couldn't do it.
She couldn't do it.
It's Ryan Gosling.
And he was, yes, I'm in. I love Robert Downey Jr. I thought years ago he should have won when he was nominated for Chaplin.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, and I love Chaplin's one of my favorite Robert Downey Jr. movies.
Yeah.
That and Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. And and I liked Iron Man when it first came out. And after that the Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got inundated with it.
I'm gonna go with Robert Downey Jr. too.
Robert Downey Jr. as well.
But I mean, I don't know. He could not win. I mean Robert De Niro could win.
Oh sure.
Yeah, anybody.
He's my dark horse, but I think.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, in all the interviews, I said how this mega star, and granted, the Marvel Universe kind of eclipsed everything he's done, about he had to reinvent himself.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
And everybody forgets how good of an actor Robert Downey Jr. can be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it that he was talking about? Nolan say, one more time, what did he say?
And put nothing on it.
Put nothing on
it. He said at the SAGs the other night. Yeah.
Let's take one more put nothing on it.
just
dial it down a little.
A little.
All right. So we have a unanimous Robert Downey Jr. on this one?
Oh, no.
You said De Niro.
I said I love De Niro.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
I think it is unanimous.
But I think it is unanimous.
Yep.
No, I think it's going to be Downey Jr. But I had to mention how just blown away I was with De Niro.
Yeah, he was amazing.
Agreed.
It was, like you said, a reminder because there's been so many films that he's just kind of walked through.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Especially, he's done some comedies of the last few years that have been god-awful. And then you get a movie like this. Not only a great character.
Oh, yeah.
A great character that he really, you know, sunk his teeth into.
Yeah.
Love to hate that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Best Supporting Female Actor. Emily Blunt, Oppenheimer. Danielle Brooks from Color Purple, which I did not see The Color Purple.
It's very good.
It is good.
I did not see The Color Purple. American Ferrara for Barbie. Jodie Foster, Nyad. And Divine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers. The momentum is all on her.
Oh, yeah. I think this is the lock.
This is the one, it's a lock,
yeah,
right?
I think so.
I think we knew that 15 minutes into The Holdovers.
God, she's so good.
She's pretty solid, man.
She's so good.
Lord.
I mean, that movie comes down to pretty much three people, and they are all tremendous.
They are all
but
tremendous.
She's the soul of the movie.
She is, and it's, you know, you don't know when she's first in the film. She makes an impression, but you have no idea how deep we're going to get into that character, you know, until you're at a Christmas party and you're like, damn, she's good.
Right.
She just kills you.
She just gobbles it up.
Yeah. She does.
So good.
And I think that's one of the, like I mentioned earlier, that's one of the things I love about that film is that like there's these little pieces that you don't think are going to be anything. And then they are planted and then they grow into something more as the film continues to move on.
Yeah, I think it can trick you into thinking it's just, you know, sort of a throwaway comedy.
Yes.
And it is absolutely not.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's...
She's a lock.
Yeah, I think
she's
so.
She's a lock. And not to say that the other nominees aren't great.
No, they are. They're
they
great.
Are.
All
great.
Yeah.
They are.
I loved Jodie Foster in Naiad, you know? I thought she was so fun.
Yeah, for a movie about, technically about someone else, she was able to make that movie just as much about her character.
Yeah, she was, yeah.
As Diana Naiad.
That's the one I didn't see. I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
She was very good.
It's on Netflix. It's really good. It's very interesting.
It's on my queue. I just
You know, and I'm glad to see Danielle Brooks get nominated because I've liked The Color Purple
a
lot. And I know
the musical, right?
Yes.
I thought they did a great job.
I have to see it because I love the movie The Color Purple. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe I didn't want to see it because I love the original film so much.
It's a different approach.
I understand that.
Obviously musically, but it also it's more joyous.
It is.
It's, everything about it is more joyous.
So and, I mean, all of the heartbreak is still there, but it doesn't dwell exclusively on that.
Yeah, I thought it was just tremendous.
I thought it made it seem sort of more well-rounded, and all of the performances are great.
Yep.
Okay. All right, let's stay with the ladies as we move into Best Female Actor.
Oh boy.
Okay. Annette Bening, we're just talking about Naiad.
Yeah.
Annette Bening, Lily Gladstone, Killers of the Flower Moon, Sandra, how do you pronounce the two little dots?
Huller.
That's, then why did they have to put the two little dots on there? That's the way I would have pronounced
just
it if the
trick
two little
you.
Dots yeah. were from Anatomy of a Fall. Casey Mulligan from Maestro, and Emma Stone. Poor Things. I want to start with Johnny this time because
you got some feelings.
Hands down, it's Gladstone.
Hands down.
Ooh. Hands down, Gladstone.
That's my feeling.
Okay.
Yeah, Lily's awesome. I love that movie. I love her, and I think she's a great actress, and she nailed it, man.
Oh, she did.
I mean, I'm with you. I think that she's absolutely going to win.
Do you think it's hands down, though?
I think it's pretty close to hands down. Yes, I do. I think that
she's... You don't think there could be an upset with Emma Stone?
I think it's possible, yeah, but I don't see it happening. And one of the reasons, and George and I have talked about this, one of the reasons that I think it's possible that it could happen is that, and I don't want to... I think what Emma Stone did was miraculous, but it's a very... showy, and it needed to be, but it's a very external performance, and so it's
eccentric,
easy,
I would put it. Yeah.
But I mean, it's all outward, and so it's easy to hang on to, whereas Lily Gladstone owns that movie, and it's entirely internal, and it's wholly internal. Everything she's thinking is on her face, because she can't say it, and it's just, it's heartbreaking, it's amazing, and I have no idea how it's done. I don't know how that is performed. I couldn't do what Emma Stone did, but I can see how it's done.
Sure.
And so I feel like, in a way, because it's easier to notice, that might be how she gets it over Gladstone. And again, and I wouldn't be horrified by that because I think she was amazing. And I think that it's insane what Emma Stone managed to do, right? Because as you know, of course, they shot that movie out of sequence, naturally.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So the whole beginning, where she's like an infant, right, within an adult body, and the very end, where she they shot that all together, interchangeably. For her to go back and forth and back and forth between those two, the beginning and end of that arc, that's a stunning amount of talent for her to pull that off. So I don't want to, like, you know, sort of bypass that at all. But I think Lily Gladstone should and will.
Yeah, I agree with all of that, and also just an extra nod for Sandra Huller because she was also in The Zone of Interest.
Yeah, I know, I noticed that.
What
that's
a great
man. And could easily have gotten nominated for that.
Too tough. Yeah. Although
that is
too heavy
that
films.
Probably more of a supporting
it would have
role
been,
than
but it was a blistering performance.
I mean, what a year that she had, though.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Because they couldn't find any other actresses.
Nobody's around.
Really? Yeah.
Who this big German ants?
But I'm with Lily Gladstone. I probably wouldn't say it's hands down, but I mean, especially after winning SAG the other night, I think she definitely has momentum. If I were voting, I would vote for her for all the reasons that Hope just talked about. So I'm going to say, it'll probably be her.
She's on Marc Maron just last week.
Oh, yeah?
I would suggest to listen to that.
Okay.
She is smart as a tack.
Oh,
I don't doubt that for a second. My vote's so for smart. Lily as well. And the only reason I went to you first is because you weren't crazy about Emma Stone in that movie. You said you weren't crazy about
Emma Stone?
Her. Yeah.
Sometimes eccentric performances, I feel it's eccentric. I didn't necessarily like that film at all either.
You didn't like the film in general?
Not in general. It's not in my top three, let's put it that way.
Okay.
I think visually, stunning.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to win costume. It's going to win art direction, all that stuff. But
and it, you weren't intrigued with how it just you thought it was going to be this, and it turns out to be that.
I wasn't blown away.
All right.
It was our number one film of the year. We loved it. We gave it 5 stars. I think it's just a, and we're massive Lanthimos fans.
All his movies, and this one leapt right to the top. Yeah. Before, The Lobster was my number one of his movies, and now it's this.
Yeah,
I do like The Lobster.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Right.
Whatever he's doing, we want to see it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
My wife and I saw The Lobster because we also saw this one, and I felt like I didn't like The Lobster that much because you're going to think this is weird, but it felt like the script was written by someone who is high. And I'm like totally on weed.
I can see that.
I love The Lobster.
So I got to backtrack for a second because you're throwing all this love for Yorgos, but you didn't pick him as best director.
I'm not picking my favorite director. I'm picking the director that's going to win. I thought I was clear on this point.
You were clear about that. All right. But I thought maybe,
Oh, no. I don't think.
So when Greta's out, now you're just going with the... I'm in an Oscar pool choice.
This is my ballot. That's what I always do on here. It's never the one that, not necessarily the one that I wish would win or what my vote would be. I'm always, this is my ballot. Okay.
All right.
She's got integrity, Dino. Come on.
I would never in a million years question or doubt her integrity. All right. Let's move on to best male actor. Bradley Cooper. I hate Bradley Cooper.
That's what I hear.
He's so talented. He's good looking. He can write. He can direct. And he can act. He's nominated for Maestro. Yeah. Coleman Domingo for Rustin.
Oh,
so
glad.
Great.
He was so great in that movie.
He was so great.
He's just great all the time.
He is great all the time. He's great in The Color Purple.
He elevates everything.
He does.
Yeah, he's in The Color Purple this year, and he's great.
And he's playing Joe Jackson in a biopic. And he's playing Nat King Cole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's got that smooth voice.
I always wanted to see a biopic about Nat King Cole. Yeah, he's one of my favorite singers. But honestly, this Coleman Domingo, I saw him for the first time in Fear of the Walking Dead. That's the first time I ever saw him.
Yeah. No, that's not. Where did I see him before? He's one of the things
or
about
maybe
him, though,
he came to light.
He really physically transforms from one film to the next.
Maybe
he
that's
really
why.
Does. But he was in Zola. He was so great in Zola.
He
was in Candyman.
And Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Oh, yeah, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
He's been one of those guys that is just... elevated everything in smaller parts.
Euphoria? We've not seen it, but I think he was a regular on the TV show Euphoria, but we've not seen it. But yeah, he's been around forever, and he really, you're right.
But he is this film.
Yeah.
And he owns it from frame one.
He's in every scene.
Yeah, and I'm so glad he got a nomination.
Yeah, he's so
great. He deserves it.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for him.
So he's nominated. Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers, Cillian Murphy, Oppenheimer, and Jeffrey Wright, American Fiction. We talk out of the gate how... so heavy stacked.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Category.
All, yeah. They all deserve an Oscar. They all do. Yeah. All of them do.
Although I will say, if I were doing it, I would give, because I agree with you on Bradley Cooper. He's fantastic. I thought his directing job
was better.
Yes.
That was a masterfully directed film.
Yeah, it really was.
Really was.
It's another one.
And he gives
a
great performance. He does. But man,
it's just every era in Bernstein's life has a new everything, has a new aspect ratio. Mm-hmm. It goes from black and white to color, has different music. Mm-hmm. Everything about it, the way he thought through. Yeah. I know.
The scene with Snoopy out the window.
Oh my
God. Are you kidding me?
I know, that was awesome.
Oh, it was glorious.
Was
yeah, it's a tremendous, yeah, that's another, I would love to have seen him nominated.
That was one of those moments in the movie where
that's
I was
enough about Bradley.
I was going,
that's fucking Snoopy.
Right? Oh my God, that was so good.
I think I know where that building
is.
Just,
it's just a shame he was born with that face.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Poor guy.
No, I agree, and I think that I think he's got some even better work to come.
Oh, I definitely agree.
You know, and I think about comparatively, you know, Clint Eastwood, who was just this star, and then started to direct, and look at some of the amazing films that Clint Eastwood has made. And I think that Bradley Cooper's going to start running kind of that parallel path and make something even more amazing in the years to come.
Well, he's racked up already a ton of nominations.
Yeah,
sure.
I think the only one he won was as a producer on a film, and I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, but, I can't either.
But yeah, he's got a lot of great work ahead.
Yeah. I hate him.
So who are the guys? Refresh our memories.
All right, Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Coleman Domingo. Paul Giamatti. Yeah. We haven't even talked about Paul Giamatti yet. Yeah. Killian Murphy and Jeffrey Wright, American Fiction. So who do you pick?
I think
you can go with who you think will win and who you would want to win.
I love Jeffrey Wright, man. I don't know why I want him to win.
He was so great.
Good.
But he was so solid in that movie.
And he's so great in everything.
Yeah.
He's another one. Every movie he's
Yeah.
In. It's
no
a
matter
hard
how
choice.
Big the part.
All it's these guys choice. Are great.
And he's in Rustin. Really he's in Rustin as well.
Yeah, Rustin
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I've always loved that guy.
I like him in that Jack Daniels commercial. Oh my
God, he's thing. In. You're right, Chip. He's in a he's in a piece for Jack Daniels.
I cried.
Uncle Nearest. Yeah.
Uncle Nearest. They talk about Uncle Nearest, the slave who taught
the
Jack
ex-slave.
Daniels, the ex-slave who talked to at the time.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. He was
at the time. I'm just right. quoting history.
True.
I wasn't going
true.
Down a.
Do you know the story?
I wasn't talking. I wasn't talking currently.
But we're getting off track here, Dino.
Oh, yes. Anyway, yeah, it's who taught Jack Daniels how to make whiskey.
That's right.
So, and it's a great piece that Jeffrey Wright does.
Yeah.
If you see it,
yeah,
whatever. Wonderful. So yeah, absolutely. Jeffrey Wright. Okay, who? I would have said Killian Murphy for Oppenheimer because I thought he was great, but then I saw Paul Giamatti. And again, maybe it's because I saw that most recently, you know, and I saw Oppenheimer when it first came out and I thought he was great. So I'm gonna go dark horse and say Paul Giamatti.
Mm. Well, I'm gonna agree with you because even though, I mean, if I were voting, I would vote for Killian Murphy. And of course, he won the SAG the other night.
Mm-hmm.
So all indications are, but I'm just something, my gut just tells me Paul Giamatti. So I'm going to go with that. And that's where we differ.
It is. Although it would not make me sad to see Paul Giamatti win an Oscar because he should have at least three by now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This is only the second time he's ever been nominated. The
Crazy.
Only other time he's been nominated is for the one movie of his that I hate, Cinderella Man. I hate that movie with a passion. And
that's
so
that's right. He was the cornerman.
Is that a Clint Eastwood movie?
No.
I'm thinking
it's
the other
Ron
movie.
Howard.
Ron Howard.
Ron Howard. Million Dollar Baby. I'm thinking of the boxing film. Okay.
I hate that one too.
He didn't get nominated for Sideways.
Didn't get nominated for American Splendor.
American Splendor.
Right.
And,
I loved American Splendor. Yeah. American Splendor was
forgot about that one.
Amazing.
Right?
And he's great in this movie. He's great in this movie. And it's just it's a custom designed part for him. He nails it. It would not make me sad if he won because he should have one by now, and I loved him in this movie. My vote would be for Killian Murphy, and also I think he's going to win.
Yeah,
and also just another thing, another mark for Giamatti. For what it's worth, he's been working the circuit and he's been doing it very well.
Yeah, he's very charming.
He's Killian Murphy is very reserved.
Yeah.
That's just his.
He's introverted.
He's uncomfortable with the attention.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
And it's funny how all those elements kind of fall into the stream as to, like it, I said,
everything
if I was does. If I was doing the Oscar pool, I would pick Killian.
Yeah.
But I personally, Paul Giamatti. And you know what? There's always like one scene, one moment that sways me and says, there it is. And what do you think it is? You looking at me like, what moment?
Oh, I'm waiting to see. I'm waiting to find out which one it is.
What the moment is, and he doesn't say a word. He doesn't say a word. It's when he emotionally thinks there might actually be a connection at the Christmas party.
Yep. And her husband.
And then when the boyfriend or the
we do we yeah. think that could be too, don't we?
We're there. Yeah, we're there. We're right in like
yeah.
you know, you're like, come on, man, wake up. She digs you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying that when I'm like, and he's like, oh no, she would what? Not me. I have issues. I sweat. I'll say words. And then when that happens, that voice that wanted to come out loud and say, I'm such an idiot.
Yeah.
is quietly expressed in silence and in sadness. And I went, oh my God.
Yeah, we all did. Everybody, oh.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's what won me over.
It's a good moment.
It is.
It's a good moment.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just have a gut feeling that I'm probably going to be wrong, but I just still, even after Killian won the SAG, I still think there's something about the love for him this year, whether it's a payback for previous,
it's possible. I mean, I think it's definitely it's a close race.
I don't like when the Oscars do that.
No, I don't either.
I don't
like when they give somebody an award.
I don't either, but they do it.
They do it all the time.
Like, he was really good in this. Yeah. He should have won for this, so let's give him for this.
Yeah. Like Pacino winning for Seven.
Paul Newman. Yeah. Color of Money. Yeah. And, you know, I don't like when they do that.
They do it, though.
I
don't either. Yeah.
No. And to, you know, especially if it would mean to disregard what Cillian Murphy managed to do. Because it's another... You know, it's the same comparison.
Right.
It's a completely internal performance.
Yep.
Whereas Giamatti's is very outward. It's, you know, it's very showy and wonderful. But, you know, I thought Cillian Murphy was and he, and the thing is, also, he always is. He's never, ever not been good in something.
Right. Right. Yeah. No matter what you pick.
No.
No matter what you do in or TV shows, Peaky Blinders.
Yeah. And I'm sure what an emotionally draining
I can't even imagine
for him to take on.
Yeah.
You can kind of see that too in the few interviews that he has done about it. You can tell just the weight of the character.
Did he? But he's just like Bradley Cooper. He's just so homely. he's really unfortunate looking. That Cillian Murphy.
Yeah. He's too Irish. Why they even got into acting?
I don't know.
I mean,
he's too Irish. I don't know.
Okay, so let's refresh that category there for a second. Best actor. You know, we're in should win and will win. You know, there might be two different things.
Yeah. I'm saying Giamatti probably will.
Giamatti will.
That's my vote. Yep.
And should?
No, I would go for Cillian Murphy.
But, all right. Yeah.
Both. I've got Cillian in both.
Yeah.
Should and will.
Whitney?
I would still love Jeffrey Wright, but
Wright,
Cillian
good one.
Would probably win. Yeah.
And I'm going with Giamatti, both ways. But you know, I'm wrong. My Oscar picks have been so bad over the last few years. I used to have something. I used to be like, oh man, I messed up like something minor.
You used to be somebody.
Yeah.
But Best Picture, here we go. The big one. And you kind of tipped your hand a little bit earlier, but that's okay. That's all right. The Holdovers, American Fiction, Zone of Interest, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, Past Lives, Anatomy of a Fall, Maestro, and Killers of the Flower Moon. A lot of great films. All these films are great. I have not seen all these films. Okay, so I can't, but I can tell you out of the ones that I have seen, which ones that I like the best. So I'm going to go again. It's not good. It doesn't have a prayer. The Holdovers.
I think it does have a prayer.
I do too.
I think it does have a prayer. There's a lot of love for it. Yes.
Yeah.
I think it does. I think it does have a prayer.
I say Killers.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
Oppenheimer was awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to say Oppenheimer, but if there's an upset, it'll be the Holdovers.
I think
nobody agrees with me.
It's going to be Oppenheimer. I mean, just when you look at the shit. Like I said, if I was filling out I want to be right and win, I would put Oppenheimer. But the Holdovers. And the fun fact that George shared with me the other night when we were at the film gathering was I did not know that the young man in that film, that was his first film.
The
actor is
Dominic Sessa.
Dominic Sessa.
He was magnificent.
I don't even know where they found him.
No.
But I believe it's his first credited acting gig. Yeah. At least on IMDb it is.
Hmm.
Wow.
So he might have been in a school play, but
wow.
He was great. Yeah.
And I saw Giamatti talking about it. Somebody asked him, you know, like what did he sort of try to share with this newbie and he goes, nothing. I just watched and learned.
Wow.
I know.
And you know, another great thing about that movie is the look of it. It nails the time
stamp. It does. It really does the look of the movie. Yeah.
I mean, you're right back
Boston.
In the
70s. Oh, yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. I love when a director can do that very thing. And because I was channel surfing the other day and came across Far From Heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm just like, wow, I feel like I'm in 1959 every step of the way.
His films are like that.
Yeah.
Todd Haynes.
I love Todd Haynes so much.
But the same thing with The Holdovers. I mean, it was right there and I felt it. And like, oh, there's smoking and.
I know, right?
The title sequence, you know, the way they set up the credits at the beginning of the movie. Well, it looked like a movie that was made in the
70s. Yeah.
Well, the trailer.
Up front, right? Yeah.
The trailer for The Holdovers.
Yes, it looks like the 70s.
It feels that way. Yeah. All right. So, interesting mix.
Yeah.
An interesting mix of stuff.
Yeah.
So, let's just go through it real quick one more time for those of you who may have forgotten. Best Picture.
Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer.
A Flower Moon.
Holdovers. Best actor.
Giamatti.
Giamatti. Murphy. Sorry?
Cillian Murphy.
Cillian Murphy.
Right.
Right. Best actress or best female actor?
Lily.
I think we're all Lily.
Agreed,
right?
Yeah.
All right, we all agreed on Lily. Best supporting female actor?
Divine Joy Randolph.
Yep. I think we're all agreed on that as well.
Yeah, we're all agreed on that.
Best supporting male actor?
Downey.
Downey.
Yeah, Downey.
I agree.
Downey. Best director?
Hope.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Oppenheimer.
Yeah, Nolan.
Christopher Nolan.
Mm-hmm. Scorsese.
Mm-hmm. I picked Scorsese as well. Original screenplay?
I said Anatomy of a Fall. I went out a little bit of a limb there.
Holdovers.
Mm-hmm. Holdovers.
I don't even know what I said. Where did I say?
I think you said American Fiction.
No, that's a. No, that's well, what
I'm
that,
sorry.
That's
I'm sorry.
Yep. I don't. You know what, Johnny? I don't know if you actually picked one. I think it may have gotten away from you.
Maybe not. Where the, no. I don't. I won't vote then.
Abstain.
Abstain. I haven't thought about it. So.
Undecided.
An adapted committed. Screenplay. I think that's where you went with American Fiction.
Yes.
That's
where I went. Yeah.
I think we both had American Fiction for
and
that.
And I went with Barbie.
What did I say? For adapted.
I think you said Anatomy of a Fall.
No, that was original. Yeah. I forget what I said for adapted.
I did too.
What are the categories?
I said Oppenheimer.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And you said?
American Fiction.
American Fiction. That's one. Right out of the gate, we were like different opinions all the way around. All right. Well, this podcast, obviously, when you're watching it, it's probably dropping just days before the Academy Awards. So you can use this as research if you'd like to see to help make your Oscar picks. There seems to be some slam dunks as far as Oscar pools go.
So. Yeah, a couple.
But maybe you'll eke out a win with a dark horse that comes in before it's all said and done. Know. But before we go, I also want to ask Hope and George and get an update on a couple of things. First of all, congratulations. Obstacle Corpse is just about everywhere you could see a horror film.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
Streaming on various platforms.
Yes.
How many
every
now?
Week we find out there's a new one that we haven't heard of.
That's
but
right.
It's great to be on.
Where's our money?
Which tells me, like, I didn't realize there were that many horror platforms to stream on.
Well, just regular old platforms. Yeah. You know, it's Vudu and Tubi and Plex and, of course, Amazon Prime. Yep.
And some are obviously pay. Some are free with ads.
Yeah. Tubi. Mm-hmm. Tubi's free.
So wherever Tubi's you choose free. To watch it. We thank you.
Yes.
Tubi's free. And also, there's, I was teasing you. I said, I remember an interview from way back. I said, are you anxious to get back behind the camera? And you said, oh, God, no.
No, I know.
And
but you did something.
But
we did.
We're
in post-production on a short. And it's like, you know, how a couple that knows they don't want to have children every once in a while will babysit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was like.
And the children in the film.
Hansberry's
kids in it.
That's right.
Hansberry's
kids. That's right.
And they're great.
They are great.
Are both of them
in wonderful
it?
Job. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
They did a wonderful job. What? They really, really did.
I just put my hands up and kind of let them go. I'm anxious to see what they did.
You know what was really cool about it? And we've talked about this when we've watched the different versions of it. They did it so many times, and they were a little stiff at first. And then you could just tell the moment that it became natural, and they that's acted nice. Like kids, and it's great.
They got a little loosey and goosey by the end.
Yeah.
And
after a few drinks, that'll
that's true.
After a couple cocktails and a few cigarettes, they were good to go.
Yeah, they're stars. Both of them are so good.
They're
so cute.
That, along with our neighbors from across the street,
that's right.
They are now. I think they're all four best friends after that. But they're great.
Yeah,
so
I've watched Hansberry's kids grow up here over the last few years. So I was really tickled to find out that they were in it. And they
we'll
did such a
posted. Maybe
job.
Not this month, next month, maybe you're thinking.
At Gateway, we were hoping for this, or no, we were hoping for March, but.
No, well, so we get a big, big movie in our April Fright Club, and so we thought maybe we would show it then. But the truth is also, actually, I'm helping to curate a series at Gateway, Women in Horror. So I may hang on to it and show it then, but we'll let you know.
Well, definitely will.
Yeah.
So it's about
what's the name of it?
People who don't
Basement
have kids
Buddy.
Are
Basement
babysitting
Buddy.
A bunch of kids.
No,
that is a horror
no,
film,
no.
right?
No. That's not what it's about. That's not what it's about at all. But when you, it's for us as filmmakers, that's what it was like. It's like, you know, one day we were like, oh yeah, we are never doing this again.
But
so
a short film. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, we had you on before your book, Roost.
Uh-huh.
Right, Rooster.
Yeah. Rooster.
Not Rooster. Roost. Roost.
Anyway, and it's a small little chunk of that.
It is. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it is. It's a segment adapted from the book. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Called Basement Buddy.
Yeah.
And you're going to do that with the, because you're also in another anthology. You're short.
Oh, yeah. Short, oh, yeah. Story. That's right. Yeah. I have a short story called Meat.
Meat. That's, Roost. Meat. I teased you on LinkedIn. Yeah. I sense a trend.
Aggrieved. Yeah. I have a story called Aggrieved. That's in another. That's
one word titles. That's three. Yeah. That's three.
That's funny.
But I have not read Meat, so I would like to read it. I'd like to get it.
Oh, sure, yeah. It's very short. It's okay. Called Flash Fiction, and it's a cool anthology. It's called Flash of the Dead Requiem, and it's fully illustrated. So everything is a flash. So they're all 1 to 2 pages, and then I've never been in anything that was illustrated before, and it's awesome.
So it's like a graphic novel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, good.
Awesome. Okay, cool. I did not know that. All right. Cool. Anything else out of the Hope and George vault?
No, we hope to get that role in this summer, right? Film that this summer.
Yeah, I adapted Meat as a screenplay that George is going to direct this summer.
Aha. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, yep. That'll be another short?
Yeah, it's a short. Okay. Yep.
All right. Well, you're going to do one short, two short. You're going to do maybe three shorts, and then you're going to dig back into a feature. Something's gonna move you. Something's going to. Which
huge commitment.
Yeah, huge commitment.
Huge commitment.
Yeah. And our film Down to the Felt.
Yes.
So excited.
We got our shooting budget. A couple of weeks ago, so we're supposed to go in front of the cameras starting
fantastic.
April 14th.
Nice.
Woo!
Yeah. Excited and scared to freaking death because
it's going to be amazing.
Well, we're excited for you. We really are. Yeah. This is great.
You guys have been very supportive. I mean, we all support each other, right?
Yes.
We all support each other. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. So I am excited about it. We're currently, throwing out offers to leads, and there's so much I want to talk about, but I can't. But hoping that the right chips will fall in the right places. But
chips, see what you did there.
I see what you did. Oh, I didn't realize that.
When those chips, they'll fall down to the felt. But
more about these things as we continue to see them, and I look forward to seeing the short film.
It's cute. It's fun.
It's fun. Cool.
It's horrifying.
Yeah, that's the thing. I keep saying it's cute. It's fun. We murder children in our basement.
Yes.
I mean, as far as you know.
It's a fantasy film.
All right. One last time on the business, boys. Could you remember some of it before it's all said and done?
Whiskey Business is the podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey. With Dino Tripodis.
Really happy about it.
Yeah, and John Whitney and Greg Hansberry and myself, Chip Cosell.
That's right.
And we're on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube.
Yeah.
Catch all the unedited video on YouTube. That's the fun stuff.
Whiskey Business with Dina Stropotis.
That's right.
Smash that subscribe button.
Smash.
Smash it.
Right there.
Ding that bell.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's 7 years. 7 years.
Yeah.
Seven years. Chip added on in the last couple, but in total, he's been hanging around for at least five. Yeah.
Absolutely,
seven.
No question.
Seven years.
It took a year or two for you to let him in. He was right. He was on the porch for the first couple of years.
That's true.
On the radio.
In all sincerity,
you're also on.
What?
You are on Twitter, Dino Trip.
Yeah, I can't remember. I
he doesn't remember his password.
I don't remember the password.
Yeah, he hasn't posted for a while.
I posted one thing fairly recently.
Oh, yeah.
It's when I got a bunch of, I got like three burial offers in the mail at one time. And like,
from a funeral home?
Yeah. Yeah, like, do they know something I don't?
They're just working off statistics. Don't pay any attention to that.
That's right.
Yeah. And I said in the tweet, I go, I'm dead on the inside, but I hardly think that deserves a mailer.
Exactly.
Anyway, in all sincerity, this is one of my favorite podcasts of the year.
Same.
I love movies. I'm glad that we were able to work it out because it got a little tense there with our schedules. And I was like, oh, no.
I know.
We're not going to be able to do
it. No, we were going to make it work.
Yeah. We made it work. So thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Hope, George. Johnny, yes. Thank you for cramming everything in, man.
Yeah, man.
I didn't get the Korean one in. I'm sorry.
Past lives.
Past
lives.
I didn't do it. I didn't see it. I ran out of time.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's all right. Nobody's perfect.
It was like 2 weeks ago. I was like, oh shit. I've only seen three of these movies.
Oh, no. That's and they're all 3 hours long.
Yeah. No, you did better than me, so thank you, man. Thank you. All right. Check out the whiskeybusinesspod.com. That is our website, and you can go there and check out all the fun stuff that's on Whiskey Business that we do here on a regular basis for, like I said, the last 7 years. Chip, thanks for the benchmark. Bottled and Bond. The
very good
one.
Thank you.
Very nice. And until the next bottle, see ya.
I'm Allison Holland, host of the Kennedy Dynasty Podcast. Equipped with a microphone and a long-term fascination of the Kennedy family, I am joined by an incredible cast of experts, friends, and guests to take you on a fun, relaxed, yet informative journey through history and pop culture. From book references to fashion to philanthropy to our modern expectations of the presidency itself, you'll see that there is so much more to Kennedy than just JFK or conspiracy theories. Join me for the Kennedy Dynasty Podcast.